My Life Today, June 11. Rejoice and do good. Highways to Happiness. I know that there is no good but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. The youth may think to find happiness by seeking their own pleasure, but true happiness will never be theirs while they pursue this course. The Savior lived not to please himself. We read of him that he went about doing good. He spent his life in loving service, comforting the sorrowing, ministering to the needy, lifting up the bowed down. He had no home in this world, only as the kindness of his friends provided one for him as a wayfarer. Yet it was heaven to be in his presence. Day by day he met trials and temptations, yet he did not fail or become discouraged. He was always patient and cheerful, and the afflicted hailed him as a messenger of life and peace and health. What a wonderful example Christ has left for us in his life work! Who of his children are living, as he did, for the glory of God? He is the light of the world, and the one who works successfully for the Master must kindle his taper from that divine life. To his disciples Christ said, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." How careful, then, we should be to follow the example of Christ. Unless we do this, we are worthless, salt which has lost its savor. Only by following Christ's example can we find true happiness. When he is accepted, the heart is subdued and its purposes are changed. His service will place upon you no restriction that will not increase your happiness. In complying with his requirements, you will find a peace, contentment, and enjoyment that you can never have in the path of sin.